President Obama to visit Jamaica next month. Prime Minister Simpson Miller commends stakeholder groups for efforts to contain fire at Riverton disposal site, and ground broken for the renovation of the running track at G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports. These stories in today's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. President of the United States, Barack Obama, will make a state visit to Jamaica next month. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller announced the visit at last Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. President Obama is scheduled to arrive on April 9. During his visit, the U.S. President will participate in discussions with heads of CARICOM countries on issues on the CARICOM-USA agenda, including security and trade. Heads of government will also exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Mrs. Simpson Miller says the U.S. President's visit to Jamaica affirms the strong bilateral and diplomatic ties shared by both countries.
The visit of the U.S. President holds special significance. It is an affirmation of the strong ties of friendship and cooperation that have united the peoples of Jamaica and the United States for centuries. We are confident, therefore, that the visit will be marked by fruitful dialogue and exchanges that will serve to strengthen the close relations that exist at the bilateral level between Jamaica and the USA, and between the USA and CARICOM.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller is commending the efforts of stakeholder agencies involved in the fire containment operations at the Riverton City Disposal Site in St. Andrew. Speaking at a special meeting at Jamaica House on March 13, the Prime Minister lauded the various agencies and workers for their tireless efforts to extinguish the flames, noting that many worked around the clock to help bring the fire under control. The Prime Minister also joined with Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley in congratulating Wycliffe Dave Cameron on his re-election as President of the West Indies Cricket Board, WICB. Cameron was re-elected WICB President on Saturday, March 7. In a joint statement, the Prime Minister and Minister Nita Headley said, "Greater solidarity, purposeful commitment and unity is now needed to ensure better days ahead for the sport in the region and to rebuild West Indies cricket to its once lofty world-class status." The sports minister also participated last week in the official groundbreaking ceremony for the reconstruction of the running track at G.C. Foster College of Physical Education and Sports. Work will involve removal of the existing surface, excavation and installation of the base and sub-base material, rehabilitation of the infield and surface water control works. When completed, the G.C. Foster track is expected to receive Level 2 International Amateur Athletic Federation IAAF certification. Ms. Nita Headley says the government is determined to create the best environment for Jamaicans to become world beaters in various sports, and the renovation of the running track is in keeping with this mandate. The minister also noted that plans are underway for the rehabilitation of the roadway leading to the college with the assistance of the tourism development product.
I want to see a glorified entrance coming off the main road. So from wherever you're coming, you can't miss it. This is G.C. Foster College. A proper road which takes you into the school, which is nicely paved. I want to remove all of the zinc fences from both sides of the road leading into the college and have proper landscaping on both sides so that when you drive in, you're driving into the world's greatest coach's home.
That's it for today's program. Thanks for your company, and do join us again next week. Until then, I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.